Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif. And today, in Decatur, Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Illinois Department of Transportation, IDOT, announced that $113.8 million has been awarded to downstate transit providers as part of the historic bipartisan Rebuild Illinois Capital Program. The funding brings the total investment and downstate transit via competitive grants to $337.8 million, supporting the governor's mission to create economic opportunity by improving all modes of transportation while boosting safety and efficiency. I'm proud to announce the third round of Rebuild Illinois projects. 32 downstate transit partners, both rural and urban, who will receive a total investment of nearly $114 million, said Governor J.B. Pritzker. This third round of grants will increase transportation options and create more good-paying jobs across downstate Illinois. Collectively, under my administration, we've invested billions of dollars to revitalize downstate communities, more than any administration in Illinois history, he added. Today's announcement made in Decatur, Illinois, to celebrate three awards that will help expand the city's transit campus, install solar panels on a bus barn, and replace older vehicles with hybrids, represents the third round of competitive grants in Rebuild Illinois funding to invest in transit outside the Chicago area. Awards are supporting projects that include the purchase of new vehicles, as well as the construction of bus shelters, plus stations and maintenance facilities that expand and improve service. The projects provide more transportation options in downstate communities and promote an enhanced quality of life. These awards to our transit systems will strengthen our status as a national leader in providing cost-effective public transportation that's safe and accessible to everyone in our state, said Illinois Transportation Secretary Omar Osman. Through Rebuild Illinois, Governor Pritzker and IDOT continue to improve the state's transportation system by seeking out the best projects and getting our partners at the local level the resources they need to deliver them, he stated. A total of 32 transit systems are receiving $113.8 million to advance 44 projects, including 1, St. Clair County Transit District, $10.8 million for the electrification of transit vehicles with supporting charging stations. 2, Campaign Urbana Mass Transit District, $7.2 million for hybrid bus replacement. 3, Rock Island County Metropolitan Mass Transit District, Metrolink, $6 million to replace 6 buses with zero-emission buses. 4, Sangamon Mass Transit District, $6.8 million for a secondary transfer center. 5, Coles County, $70,000 for a new bus passenger shelter. For new bus passenger shelters. And 6, City of Macomb and McDonald County Public Transportation, $2 million for new buses. A full list of recipients can be viewed by visiting IDOT's Public Transportation Providers page or by clicking on the website page. We can't thank Governor Pritzker and IDOT enough for the state's investment in public transportation in Decatur, said Decatur Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. We are very excited to continue transforming our transit campus to support new alternative fuel technologies and the generation of public transportation, she said. Infrastructure investments are vital to expanding downstate transportation needs, said State Senator Doris Turner, Democrat from Springfield. We have seen remarkable improvements through the Rebuild Illinois Capital Program. Expanding Decatur's transit campus, buying additional buses, and installing solar panels on the bus barn will increase accessibility for residents to get around, she added. Improving our infrastructure through the bus transit system will improve our community in so many ways, said State Representative Sue Scher, Democrat from Decatur. From saving money on transportation costs to helping people reliably get to work on time, we look forward to this completion, she said. The first two rounds of downstate transit grants went to projects including the renovated transit facility and passenger information kiosks for the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, a new transportation center in downtown Bloomington, and a new building to serve as a headquarters, training facility, and dispatch center for the West Central Mass Transit District in Jacksonville. Passed in 2019, Rebuild Illinois is investing a total of $33.2 billion over 6 years into the state's aging transportation system, creating jobs and promoting economic growth. Rebuild Illinois is not only the largest capital program in state history, but also the first that touches all modes of transportation: roads and bridges, transit, waterways, freight and passenger rail, aviation, and bicycle and pedestrian accommodations. For more information, go to illinois.gov. Good news is something people are desperately searching for. As we continue to hear some of the worst tragedies happening around the nation and around the world, there are those who are choosing to find the good deeds that people are willingly doing as a result of their desire to help. There are YouTube channels that have arisen, created by those who are catching people in the act of good deeds. One YouTube channel entitled Random Acts of Kindness That Will Make You Cry has a regular collection of good deeds done by often strangers, acts of heroism, acts of kindness, and acts of compassion. Sometimes for total strangers, sometimes for animals, and sometimes done by people you least expect. Feel free to call in your good deeds observed. Call 515-605-9749. That's 515-605-9749. And feel free to share your observed acts of kindness. Right now, we'll share a few of the random acts of kindness that will make you cry from this YouTube channel. Interesting facts that will lift your spirits to hear and to realize that there are still a whole lot of good people in this world.
Every subject of this video can be classified as a super compassionate person. Today, we will show you many displays of incredible kindness. So go ahead and subscribe. We're getting started.
Why?
The ambulance was on its way to help a baby, but it was stuck in traffic. The drivers were ignoring the ambulance sirens until this biker intervened and created a path for the paramedics. Thanks to him, the child was able to receive medical help. Working two jobs, this mother was worried that she won't be able to surprise her son for his birthday. So she made a sign for the delivery driver, asking her to wear a Mickey Mouse costume and give the boy his birthday gift. The kind courier couldn't say no. And look how happy the kid was.
All wholesome moments.
This elderly man puts coins in toy machines, setting them up to dispense toys to children for free. This police officer became friends with a 9-year-old after a game of basketball, and then came to visit him, bringing him new basketball shoes as a gift. And that's not all. Over the course of 3 months, volunteers repaired the house that belonged to two brothers who lost their parents and their grandfather and were left all alone.
It makes me so happy to see that there's good people.
These passionate people hired 100 people to clear the plastic from a river and a forest in Bali. Just think about it. In 2 months, they have collectively gathered 150 tons of plastic. Perhaps, thanks to people like this, our planet still has a chance? During an earthquake, this schoolboy was less concerned about his own safety and instead stopped to help his classmate who has to use crutches.
He carried him down the steps on his back.
This lonely old man lost his house in a fire. But people from his village came together to bring him a mattress, some furniture, and other essentials, and they chipped in and had his home repaired. If only everyone had neighbors like this. Dom from Youngblood stopped his performance to help a fan who was having a seizure.
Like the young man might have been having an asthma attack of some kind. He stopped to make sure he was okay.
A woman with four little boys apologized to the line behind her for taking a long time putting her purchases away. In response, other women paid for her groceries. And this is her reaction.
Very girl, isn't he?
Oh my God.
Happy holidays.
And this guy pretends to be a delivery driver to give a homeless woman a box full of food and other items for her dogs.
And you see, he gave her food, gave her things for the dogs.
You want to have a seat?
I got you.
Usually no one is allowed in the cockpit. But this time, they made an exception and fulfilled the dream of a 2-year-old boy who really wanted to experience it.
The real plane, they put the little boy in the cockpit.
There you go.
He put the hat on his head from the captain. He's happy.
This man came to support his daughter by learning her full cheerleading routine. And look how awesome it looks when they do it together.
And he's doing it with the whole team.
A homeless woman showed kindness to this guy, giving him water on a very hot day. And he paid her back by giving her $500.
I'm actually giving $500 to the first person who offers me water today.
Are you sure? No way. Why? Why? Why did you...
Oh, couldn't stop crying.
Every morning, this kind man stands outside a local university to greet the students and wish them a good day.
I feel like making people smile and maybe turn their day around.
This dog jumped out of the car to help humans push the car. This is the kind of friendship I strive for.
And you see this dog actually helping push.
Doctor said that without an expensive treatment, this 23-year-old woman with a brain tumor has 6 months left to live. Her loved ones asked TikTok for help, and in just 48 hours, they raised $60,000. At least now there is some hope for her.
And she got a van. They were able to buy a van for her.
I have to say I really love your hair.
Oh, thank you, baby.
It's really cute.
Thank you, baby.
You look really good.
Meanwhile, this person compliments strangers to brighten their day.
Oh, I just wanted to say I really like your red tan.
Random compliment.
I don't know if anyone's told you this today, but you have really beautiful hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cute. It looks really good on you.
That's something everybody can do.
With friends like these, this boy will learn to ride a bike in no time.
Oh, ride the bike with no training wheels, and I think it's just the cutest thing.
She has five friends holding
Forgot to
up.
Close the garage before the storm? When you have neighbors as kind as this, it's no longer a problem.
So neighbors ran out in the rain to close the garage.
A 102-year-old woman always wanted to try skydiving, and this instructor made her dream come true.
Wow.
They were falling at the speed of 120 miles per hour. And after the soft landing, here are her first impressions.
Out there parachuting.
How did it feel when you landed?
Just glad that I had landed. Just thankful that I made a safe landing.
Store clerk Tim McLeod worked at a grocery store for 23 years. And in that time, he accumulated an entire fan club that organized an amazing send-off for him. But that's not all. During Tim's last shift, people collected over $26,000 for him.
We got 22-0.
When you saw the hood of the car behind you was not closed properly.
Oh, thank you.
Man jumped out of his car and closed someone's hood.
Hearing the cries of a drowning woman, this elderly man immediately jumped into the water to help her. Turns out, he was a swim club chairman. This man felt very bad for the boy carrying water barefoot, so he bought the boy some shoes. And here, people united to help a paraglider who missed his landing and nearly fell off a cliff. This old lady was sitting in McDonald's, not able to afford any food, and was very grateful when these kind guys treated her to a meal.
Bought her a meal.
A firefighter gave a blind boy an opportunity to feel his uniform, essentially allowing the boy to see using his hands. This man was in a restaurant with his family when he spotted a car drive into the water. Without hesitation, he jumped into the water and pulled the driver out before the car drowned. He was honored by the U.S. Coast Guard for his heroic deed. This man's bike was stolen, and he had to walk 10 miles to get to work. After learning about this, his colleagues bought him a new bicycle without any hesitation.
Love you all. Oh,
we got you.
He's crying.
And here's how the passengers in China take care of traffic police in adverse weather.
People toss them an umbrella.
This man never sees his kids in the morning because he has to leave for work before they wake up. But he found a way to say good morning with cute drawings he leaves for them on the table. This police officer issued a fine to a guy for public alcohol consumption, but then fellow students immediately started giving him cash so the fine could be paid off. Who wouldn't consider that a good deed? When it comes to children, even intimidating-looking soldiers can be kind and gentle. This young woman showed kindness to a traffic officer in the rain, and look how grateful he is.
Oh, and she's standing with him, standing next to him with an umbrella, and gave him an umbrella.
This guy grew up without parents, so he has never had a birthday cake. Since he was recently adopted, this is about to change.
Family gave him a birthday cake.
A police officer helped this man shave before a job interview at McDonald's when he spotted that the man didn't even have a mirror. And this girl shaved her head to support her friend going through cancer treatment. And this 14-year-old horse named Rayo was famous for visiting hospital patients and, by some miracle, easing their suffering. He can even sense those who need his help the most. And finally, here are a couple of kind officers who decided to help children. That's all for today. If you want to watch the coolest videos, don't forget to subscribe to our channel.
And that channel is Random Acts of Kindness That Will Make You Cry. Tune in to something that is uplifting and encouraging. Go to YouTube and subscribe to Random Acts of Kindness That Will Make You Cry. We encourage people to change the conditions that they're living in and change the news that is being spread across the world. Good news is even better to hear. Good news that helps restore your faith in humanity. Good news that inspires you to be among those who do random acts of kindness. Think about what you heard and some of those random acts of kindness that can actually be perpetrated by anyone. Now, this is 12 acts of kindness and some amazing stories that can warm your heart. Sometimes we hesitate in believing that perhaps people will reject our offers to help. But the fact of the matter is, everyone appreciates a compliment. And everyone appreciates concern and a helping hand. So it's always good to follow your instincts and perform that act of kindness.
You've given us some flowers for the studio, so that's one act of kindness you've done already. But tell us a little bit about why you started doing it in the first place.
Well, to be honest, it actually is the idea of my manager, Michael. He has this philosophy of love and kindness, and he said he saw the same philosophy within me. So we decided to make for my birthday celebration, we should do 19 acts of kindness because I'm 19 years old. So what we've been doing, we've just been going around, meeting loads of different people, random people, and just showing an act of kindness because it's a different way to celebrate my birthday, which isn't exactly normal That's what other people do.
Now, we've got some pictures of you and your friends clearing up Hayestown Centre.
Right.
So that's one of the acts of kindness. Just tell us a little bit about that day.
Yeah, as you've mentioned, we were in Hayestown Centre, which is our local community, and we spent the whole afternoon just picking up litter, just making the whole place more, you know, just more friendly and more nice to be in. So we met loads of different people there. Some people recognized us through, like, from the internet maybe, and just word of mouth, and they were very supportive. Even some people actually went up to my manager, who looks a bit older than us, and he thought he was a parole officer, and they actually thought we were doing community service, whereas on contrary, other people were just very supportive, and the local vendor even gave us some fruit just to keep us going and to show some support.
It's part of the reason you're doing it, to battle some of the perhaps negative stereotypes that are given to young people.
That's true. I do feel there's a big stereotype against young people. I feel that we are quite, I feel like we're patronized, and maybe we're like there's an unfair view upon us. I do feel that there's been a lot of like youth centers closing down across the nation, and this has led to like a rise in crime rate with youth people. And because I've seen this amongst my friends and colleagues, and that like when they've got nothing to do, just hang around, and that gives a bad environment of us. So I just want to be a nice role model, and just to show people that, not just young people, but everyone, that it doesn't take much to do an act of kindness, and it doesn't cost a lot of money at all. It's just simple acts.
So tell us a little bit about some of these simple acts you've been doing.
I've done so many, I don't know where to even start. I'll tell you about the first act I did. I bought a lottery ticket for a stranger, and I gave it to him. Recently, on the Sunday, we went to a church and served 100 people some tea after church, which was amazing. You know how it feels like to serve over 100 people?
Oh, I wouldn't even be able to try,
right.
I don't think.
And we thought we'd be able to handle it quite easily, but it did turn out to be quite demanding, but it's very much worth it, seeing all the smiles on all the people's faces. And I've got another one which I did the other day. I donated blood, which was the first time for me as well. And this was a big step for me because I actually had a phobia of needles and blood. So it was a big step to overcome. And I do feel that, you know, blood is very important and it can help a lot of people and hopefully saves a lot of lives.
So if people are out there going, oh, I quite like the idea of this, and like giving joy to someone else, what would you suggest doing as a random act of kindness today?
It's today?
Yeah.
Whoa, it's cold. It's wintertime. Get someone a scarf, buy someone a pair of gloves. It's very simple. It doesn't have to be expensive. Take a minute of your time. Just stop on someone by the street and just offer to just give them some gloves to keep them warm.
And that
the antioxidant goodness in every bottle of
again,
palm.
Random acts of kindness. Go to the YouTube channel to see random acts of kindness, and feel free to visit sites that give you good news. On Facebook, you can go to Get Inspired, where good deeds are shared every day, and you can get uplifted by good news to start your day. Random acts of kindness, good deeds done, people helping people, people helping animals, animals helping people, animals helping animals. There is a spirit of goodness in the land, and we all have an opportunity to be a part of it. So when you're ready to feel better about the world we live in, go to the YouTube channel, Random Acts of Kindness That Can Make You Cry, and subscribe. That's all for today. You've been listening to On Air Daily News. I'm Naima Latif, and we invite you to join us every day. We'll share with you the good acts that are being performed every day by our hardworking elected officials. We'll share with you new laws and procedures and policies that can enhance your life. We'll share with you some of the new innovations by business owners, educators, and those who are working to make life better for all. We want you to be informed of the good news happening in and around where you live, whether it's across the street, across the nation, or across the world. There is good news happening, and we'll keep you informed on Air Daily News. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews or go to onaireverywhere.com. Until tomorrow, enjoy.